If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Monday, July 21st. It is 5:30. Thank you guys so much for being here. We are ready to kick off what's set to be a pretty busy week around here. A lot going on, but it's great to have you here. Good morning.
Good morning. How you feeling? Good?
Good. Good weekend. Really got to do a lot this weekend on Friday. Got to go see Kelly Clarkson. We'll be talking a little bit more about that later on and what's trending. But yeah, I saw Kelly Clarkson in concert this weekend with the family. Got to hang out with Steph a little bit on Saturday night. Our friend, it was actually Steph's friends first. I feel like I kind of friend poached her, but I didn't really take her away. Like,
no. Yeah,
we became friends. She had a birthday party on Saturday, and that was so much fun. It was really good to just hang out and let loose for a little while. We bowled. I haven't bowled in the longest time, and so that was so much fun.
I think I've only bowled like 3 times in my life, and Saturday was like my 4th, so I'm asking everyone how to bowl, and Mercedes is teaching me how, like, her techniques, but it was really fun to
do that. Yeah, it was cool. So, I have nails, though, now. The last time I bowled, I didn't have nails, and I was so paranoid about breaking my nails, so I wasn't putting my fingers in the holes. I was like holding it and just kind of like, wow, throwing it down there. And once in a while, I'd hit a good one. Once in a while, right in the gutter. It was just hit or miss, really.
Go ahead, Julie.
Isn't bowling the best social sport? Like, it is the, I mean, I love it because you're almost forced to get to know everyone that's on your team, right?
Well, my team was my family, so it's pretty easy.
Well, you know them pretty well then.
Yeah, it is definitely a social game. We were having so much fun. So how was your weekend?
It was pretty chill. I had friends in town. They were a complete mess. I felt like I was in a hangover, just to generalize it. But, you know, one thing I can't get out of my head, and it happened this morning, and this may be a very common thing, not so common to me. I wake up this morning, and tell me why I spent 20 minutes chasing crickets.
Oh, you got a pest Mercedes. Control problem.
Don't say that, please.
You do.
Do you have someone coming to spray your house? We have a bug guy come every month.
No, like, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
So I've only been here less than a month. I see, two crickets upstairs, and then I saw one downstairs. Now, is this an indicator of a bigger issue, or is this normal during summer?
I would just say it's kind of desert living for you. That's why it's really important to get a bug guy to come and spray your house. Especially in the summer, you've got a lot of these guys trying to get out of the heat, and they're going inside where it's cooler. And so, yeah, but also it's a year-long thing. I would just get a consistent person to come once a month, give it a good spray, and get rid of it.
I got to tell you, ladies, I am so deathly afraid of insects. It is my biggest, like, it's one of my biggest fears. So I will definitely look into it.
Even just a little cricket?
What do you mean? Crickets? It's, I mean, they're cohabitating. This is, I mean, I pay rent here, Mercedes.
I hear you, but so crickets really scare you,
absolutely,
huh?
Absolutely.
Oh, man. The crickets don't bother me so much as, like, the scorpions.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, there's scorpions around here.
Oh, there's tons of scorpions in Las Vegas. They are known to be
here. Take a blue light to your backyard, and you will be shocked.
Oh, Julian's nervous.
I'd get a bug guy.
I lived in Phoenix a while ago, and I never saw a scorpion once.
Really?
Once.
Yeah, they're around. I mean, I wouldn't say, like, they're infiltrating the city, but yeah, just, you know, just be aware is what I would say. I don't want to freak you out or anything like that.
Well, I think I kind of freaked myself
too
out.
Late. Yeah, that's desert living for you. But yeah, so you had your friends were a mess this weekend?
Yeah, they, I haven't seen them in 10 years, but we're always still, you know, those friends that you don't need to talk to all the time. You see them and it's just like, it's just like it was back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, he brought a lot of his cousins. They live here. It's a complete mess. I felt like They're just too wild for me, to be honest. I'm not a drinker, you know. And they're just, you know, it was a party of 20 people. And I don't know if you ladies have ever been in a situation you're trying to wrangle 20 people together.
Oh, I won't even do it. I'll just go off on my own.
I will not even do it. That's exactly what I did. I went, got some food, and I went home like at 12 midnight.
Oh, man.
Because I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah, that's just way too much to deal with. And I'm guessing just because they were out of town, you were stuck on the strip, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so that's a strike one, strike two, strike three, you're out. I'm going home, exactly. Well, we are so excited to have you guys joining us this morning. We've got a lot going on. Let's get to it. It is time to start the show. Time for the pre-show, you pick them. You pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Jump Around by House of Pain? Do you want to hear Closing Time by Semisonic?
Closing time, open all the doors and let you out into the world.
Or do you want to hear Gimme More by Britney Spears? Those are your choices. You can vote right now. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. Or text or call us right now, 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. So I went and saw the new Superman movie over the weekend.
What'd you think?
I loved it. I thought it was really good. And David Cornsweet, I thought, did a really solid job as Superman. I liked him. He was charming. He looked the part. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, is this my Superman? Like, is this my guy? And I feel like there's no debate. The number one Superman has got to be Christopher Reeve, right?
I'm with you 100%.
Don't you think? Okay, he's always going to be Superman. But like my Superman, my personal Superman was Tom Welling, like from Smallville. That was my personal Superman. And I had heard rumors that he might make a cameo in it. I'm all waiting. I'm like, and I'm not going to say if it happened or not. I don't want to ruin it for anyone. But like, That was my Superman. Is there like an iconic character that was played by multiple people, but you gravitate towards one? You think they were the best. Like who is always going to be your Superman?
I will always say that the original is really hard to beat if it really impacts you, right? I remember when I was a kid, Superman, just like you, Superman was my guy. I got the Superman underwear. I got the whole costume, everything. So I'm with you. You know, I mean, Christopher Reeve was definitely the guy. But also, I remember, and look, transparently, I didn't watch all the different iterations of a lot of these movies. But, you know, Bond, James Bond, my guy, Sean Connery.
Sean Connery, old school.
I will never forget him saying, "My name is Bond. James Bond," but the way he said it, I know Pierce Brosnan and all them, you know, but at the end of the day, no one said it with inflection that he did. I don't know why. I'll never forget it. That's my guy.
My favorite James Bond is Daniel Craig. No question about it. I think he is the best James Bond that we've had. I think there's been some valid ones. Sean Connery was great. Roger Moore was really good. Pierce Brosnan, I would even say, was good. Timothy Dalton. But Daniel Craig is my James Bond.
So here's the thing. You give people chances. I don't.
you're just a one and done. Okay, yeah. Let's go with Batman. Who's your Batman? You got the original, Adam West, Michael Keaton, Val Kilmer, George Clooney, Christian Bale, Ben Affleck, Robert Pattinson. Who's your Batman?
Oh my gosh, don't get mad at me. I can't even tell you all the different... I'm going to gravitate to the original because all the other ones are...
You're going to go with Adam West?
They're forgettable for me. They're forgettable for me. I don't know why. But again, I'm not like...
Hey, that's your choice. That's totally cool.
Transparently, I probably didn't pay attention to every single nuance. What about you?
The Batmans... I got to go with Michael Keaton on that one. I think that Michael Keaton is the one that I don't want to say related to because I don't really relate to Batman, but you know what I mean? He's the one that I really enjoyed watching the most. Steph, do you have a Batman preference?
My Batman is George Clooney.
George Clooney?
Yes, I know it's a hot take.
He got such a hard time for that. Wow.
The reason why is I really love the movie Batman and Robin with Poison Ivy as Uma Thurman.
Okay.
And I think because
Uma Thurman is Poison Ivy. Wouldn't that be funny? Poison Ivy shows up, she's like, hi, I'm Uma Thurman.
Thank you very much. I know. I mean, thank you to be here. And no, and I think it's because I was a kid and you relate to movies when you're a kid. So I think my Batman is George Clooney.
Oh, well, 702-364-9400. Who is your actor in a certain role? Or comment on one of these. I've got a couple more for you. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what about Spider-Man? Who is your Spider-Man? Is it Tobey Maguire? Is it Andrew Garfield?
Oh my goodness.
Or is it Tom Holland?
Oh my gosh. I'd be lying to you if I told you they're all forgettable for me.
What?
Well, yeah, because I watched the original and then I'm hooked.
Pick one.
Tom Holland. Okay. I will say out of those three, Tom Holland.
Tom Holland, the most recent one.
Yes.
He's really good. He's adorable.
And I mean, I'm a little biased because, you know, he's dating Zendaya. I'm a big Zendaya fan.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I think Tobey Maguire was mine just because that's when I was first exposed to Spider-Man. That was he was the first one, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So I have to go with Tobey Maguire. What about you?
Say my Spider-Man is Tobey Maguire because of the iconic Spider-Man kiss when they kissed upside down with Kirsten Dunst.
Okay. Yes.
That's
okay.
Mine.
I remember that.
Okay. Here's a wild card one. Willy Wonka. Who's your Willy Wonka? Gene Wilder, Johnny Depp, or Timothy Chalamet?
Duh.
Well, they played Charlie, though.
No.
One of them played Charlie, didn't they?
They played Willy Wonka.
They all played Willy Wonka?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
You know what, Mercedes? You got me thinking. I was going to say, was it Gene Hackman? No, Gene Wilder.
Yeah.
But actually, you got me. Johnny Depp did I thought he did a better job.
Oh.
Yeah, just no?
My heart just broke into a million Wonka pieces.
tell me why.
Gene Wilder. Yes. He's the icon.
He's the icon, but I felt like Johnny Depp took it to a different level. So quirky. I
didn't like his version. I thought his version was weird. I didn't like it, but you know, that's why it's all like preference, you know?
You know what? We got to blame the writers on that one.
What about Aunt Viv from The Fresh Prince? Do we like the first Aunt Viv or the second Aunt Viv?
The first Aunt Viv.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Monday. It is July 21st, 6:04. So great to have you guys here, back from the weekend. This weekend, I mentioned earlier, I saw you, Steph, at our friend Melissa's birthday party, and it was so fun. We got to do a little bit of bowling and stuff. Have you been over to Red Rock yet, Julian, since you're new in town?
I have not.
No, the Red Rock Hotel and Casino, that's where the big party was. It was a good time.
It was so much fun. It was like... I was going in thinking like, oh, we're going to have a birthday party at a bowling alley. It's going to be wholesome and fun. And then right when I walked in, everyone was getting so lit.
It was so funny because before the party, she messaged me and she's like, hey, do me a favor, bring the girls. And I was like, are you sure? Like, this is her big like 40th. And like, you want me to bring my kids? She's like, no, I love your kids. Like, and they're older. And she's like, yeah, bring them. So I was like, I don't know how I felt about this. And I was like, you know what? Let's just go for a little bit and stay for a little bit. And then once the party gets going, we'll leave so everyone can like party, which is what we ended up doing. But not before.
Uh-huh.
Not before Steph got her hands on my daughter, who is newly 21 years old.
So it was actually James. My husband was like talking to the girls. He hasn't seen Sophie in Brooklyn in a long time. And James randomly was like, Sophie, you're 21 now. And she goes, yeah.
Like, he was the instigator.
James is the biggest instigator.
I love it. I'm the same way.
So Sophie's just like, yeah. She's kind of shy. She's in a shell. And then he goes, let's go take a shot. And she goes, I gotta ask my mom first.
She's so funny.
That's a good kid.
No, she's an amazing kid. But I'm like, Sophie, you're 21. We don't have to ask your mom for a shot. So we're at the bar. Actually, you were there still,
I was
Mercedes.
Standing right next to you guys when you guys all started talking about it.
And then you were like, get her something sweet.
I knew she wouldn't. I know you guys like tequila. And
yes.
I was like, she will not like it. It will not be a good first experience. I'm like, get her something sweet, like a gummy bear or something like that.
Yes. So we're walking to the bar. It's me, James, Sophie, and our friend Jan. And we're at the bar. And this was like a slow motion moment. We all had our shots. She got a lemon drop shot. We had our tequila shots. I'm cheersing. There's no phones. I'm like, this is so surreal. I'm taking my first shot with Sophie for the first time ever. We took our shot. And immediately after that, I kind of regretted it. But I think Sophie had a great time after her shot.
Oh my gosh, it was so funny. In my head, I'm thinking like, oh my, this could go one of two ways. Like, you know, so she took it like a champ, and she immediately became so talkative, which I thought was hilarious.
It's working.
She doesn't drink. She really doesn't. And so she's, you know, all of a sudden not Miss Chatty and stuff. It was hilarious, but honestly kind of sweet. And I kept telling myself, like, this is going to be a core memory for her. You, like, created a core memory for her. She'll always remember her first shot was with my friend Steph and her husband James.
I'm so
honored. Do you guys remember your first shot ever? Yeah, like, you remember that forever, don't you?
Absolutely. That's a very sweet story. That's a memorable story. Mine, not so much.
What happened?
At a bar, and I'm always a DD. I think I was like 22, downtown, my friends, every weekend, going to the same spots downtown. This is back home in DC. And again, I'm always a DD. And finally, after, you know, going to the same spots every single weekend, I succumb to the pressure. Come on, Julian, just one shot. I've heard that so many times, ladies, every weekend, right? So I'm like, fine, I'll just appease you guys. And I can't even tell you what it was. If I was a guest, it was so disgusting. But again, every shot's disgusting
to me. Was it dark or light?
It was light. I want to say it was whiskey.
Light whiskey?
Is that light?
Tequila? Dark.
Tequila?
I would say maybe it was either vodka or tequila if it was a light shot.
It was like a light brown, like a vanilla color. What is that?
Yeah, maybe it's rum.
I have no idea.
Maybe it's a rum, a whiskey, or something within that genre.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't drink. I'm allergic to it. And this drink, this shot put me out.
Oh, man. Like, just one.
I'm normally the DD. I was not the DD that night. My head was spinning. I got a heart attack. Not a heart attack. I felt like I was going to pass out. It was not good.
And core memories can be good or bad, you know?
Yeah.
Yours is not
true.
A good one. Nina just texted. She says, my mom let me have a birthday shot of Malibu when I turned 21. I thought it was so edgy. Now I realize that's basically coconut sunscreen in a bottle.
Ew.
Oh my God, Malibu reminds me of my mom. She always used to drink Malibu.
I have one last question. What's a gummy bear? The shot that Sophie had. I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what's in it exactly, but it's red and I think there's vodka in it and it's very sweet.
Okay.
I remember someone gave me one once and I was like, is there even alcohol in this? And those are your famous last words.
Yes.
You know? All right. Well, we've got so much coming up on the show today. 8 o'clock. You guys, I'm so excited about this. Do you know who the Spud Bros are? They are the two brothers from the UK that have a potato truck. And they are in Las Vegas right now. They're going to be joining the show at 8 o'clock this morning, live in studio. It is going to be so much fun. Make sure you are listening for that. And coming up next, we have what's trending. She brought out a surprise guest during her Vegas show. Wait until you hear who joined Kelly Clarkson on stage and the emotional backstory behind the song they sang together. That's coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Kelly Clarkson is trending this morning. I was at her show on Friday when this happened. It was Friday night, Caesar's Palace. She's doing her studio sessions residency over at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. And I'm not kidding when I say that the crowd collectively melted down when it happened. Her daughter, River Rose, came out on stage to sing a heartbeat song with her. Now, Kelly told us that River had asked earlier if she could sing on stage with her. She really wanted to go on stage. And Kelly's response was great. It was, F yeah. But she didn't censor herself when she said it. River gave her mom the biggest hug and looked a little nervous at first. She kind of eased into it. And when the chorus hit, she just went full performer owning it. Here's what it sounded like.
This is my heart.
jeans. They were wearing these matching black jeans, graphic tees. Kelly told River she looked super cute. She really did. It was like total twin energy going on. And Kelly shared, and she's talked about this before, that she was pregnant with River when she got Heartbeat Song, and she used to sing it to her in her womb, and that's why she thinks that she loves the song so much.
That's a crazy story. That is so cool. That's what I would call like the best mom moment ever, right?
All of it just made that moment so much more special. It didn't really feel like a show moment. It felt like a real mom and daughter memory that we all got to be a part of. It was really cool.
Yeah, looking at your video, just mom and daughter right there on stage. They look exactly, she looks just like her mom.
I know, it's crazy.
And she's what, like 11?
Yeah. 11 years old.
Mercedes, they're the same height.
she's going to pass Kelly, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Her studio sessions residency is back after she had a short vocal rest, and she's going to be performing through November. If you have a chance to see it, you do not want to miss it. It was really cool. Just kind of like stripped down. I saw her when she did her residency at Planet Hollywood, and this one was a replica of an actual music studio with... every single instrument on there. It's really cool.
What are the differences? Because I saw her, that's a long time ago, over a decade, but what were the differences between the last show you saw, aside from the set, and the one this past weekend?
Well, if she explains it a little during the show with studio sessions, she sometimes when you perform like on tour, you have tracks of certain instruments because you can't afford to have like 50 people on stage. And she said with this one, there's no tracks. Everything is played live, from the strings to the horns to the percussion. Like, everything is live. There's no backtracks at all on this one.
I like that. I like that a lot. I actually prefer that.
Yeah, it's a lot more expensive to do that. So that's why she said it's good that I have a residency so I can keep it here. Because she goes, I can't go on tour doing something like this unless you're Taylor Swift and you have all the money in the world, basically.
Got it.
That is what's trending. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. So, Jillian, you were out this weekend, and you saw a couple that, in your words, didn't match.
Yeah, but by society standards.
Okay.
Definitely not.
Does society have, like, one set standard, do you think? Or do you think that things can be, like, you know, depending on person to person, what's your whole take on that?
I think it can, but if we're going by regular societal standards, I mean, we all know tall, dark, handsome, or, you know, or at least tall, right? Chiseled face. I mean, maybe it's my mom telling me this, but, you know, I've heard
maybe
this.
Maybe society has just gotten to you.
You're right.
And made it your way of thinking. But what did you see?
Yeah, it was at Durango, and, you know, I saw a couple. And look, I'm for this. I really am. But, you know, first thought that came to my mind is like, whoa, that's a mismatch. She was definitely tall, blonde, maybe 6'2", with the heels. He's about a foot shorter. You just can't help but to notice it. And another thought that came to my mind was, man, that dude must have a lot of money.
Wow.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
She's automatically a gold digger.
No. I'm not saying that. That's just my initial thoughts. And I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm sure if there's other guys that were there, they'd probably be thinking the same thing. I don't think there's no ill will behind it. I just, it's the first thoughts that came to my mind. That's a interesting couple.
So do you do that opposite? If the guy is really attractive and the woman is not, is like on his level, do you feel like, oh, she must be really rich?
That's a great question. And I've never, well, thinking about it now, it could be that, or it's something on her end that she's bringing a lot to the table. So it could be that, maybe it's job, maybe it's other things that are, you know, that aren't exactly currency related. I can't quite pinpoint that because I've never thought about it that way. That's a good question.
So what was your whole like take on the situation that you, when a couple is mismatched, there's got to be some sort of like, reason for it?
Yeah. Well, that's initial thoughts. You hope that is personality, right? Because, you know, we all want personality. That's the long, I feel like that's the, that'll last a test of time, you know, because we're not going to have our looks forever. But yeah, I mean, generally, if I see something like that, I can't help but to think, I'm just being honest with you, that there's like a motive behind it. And to be transparent, I've been that in that situation where I dated someone that's kind of a mismatch for me, and I ain't gonna lie to you. I always felt like there was something behind it.
I feel like maybe you're carrying a lot of like skepticism, and maybe that's not a good thing. While I agree that there are some people out there that use others for money too, that when your first thought is money and not like, oh, maybe they're really in love, maybe they're high school sweethearts, maybe he really makes her laugh, maybe she really has a good emotional connection. Like, it may say more about you than it does about them. You know what I mean?
You're right. I love the diagnosis. But here's the thing. How do you get to that point? Like, how do you even get to the point of getting to know someone without having initial conversations? You can't like get to know their personality without them without the guy getting a chance. You know, the icebreaker, if you will. And I think that's kind of the caveat. Usually, and maybe it depends on the setting, right? Maybe you're this is a nice, at least it was nice to me. It was a nice lounge in Durango. Have you ever seen the movie with Steve Carell? I think it's called Crazy Stupid Love or something like that.
No, I haven't.
Okay, there's a bar scene and he's there to meet Ryan Gosling. Ryan Gosling's a dating coach. And all around him is just very beautiful people, right? Very beautiful people. And I just couldn't help but to think I was in a scene like that. And, you know, initially, you know, in a setting like that, you don't get a chance. Right? You don't get a chance to show your personality or your character. Right?
You don't, you're saying you don't get a chance, or just like guys in general? Because you're making it sound like the women here, and I'm not trying to like get defensive, but you're making it sound like women cannot see beyond looks or money. Like if a man doesn't look like he walked off of a Calvin Klein ad, or, you know, is not making tons of money, that we can't see beyond that. And the truth is that we're like constantly expected to date on, you know, potential or personality or ambition. But the second we date a guy that doesn't meet your beauty standards, or it's a suspicious to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I think maybe it depends on the environment. All right, we're talking about clubs. We're talking about like lounges. So maybe that's what I'm speaking to. You know what I mean? I think that's more visual, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I always think like, you know, you don't know someone's background, and beauty is so subjective. And if you're out there thinking every woman who dates a guy less attractive must be in on it for the money, you're just, I don't know if you're understanding women. You're kind of, you know, thinking that looks is all they bring to the table. That's just like my take.
Yeah, no. And I don't want to come off that way at all. It's just, I mean, look, to be honest, that's just what I thought initially. First initial thoughts. Hey, but good luck to them. I hope it lasts.
Maybe they've been together for years and you just don't know it.
That's a good point. Yeah.
We've got so much coming up on the show this morning. Make sure you're listening. 7 o'clock, Beat Mercedes, $675 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Guess the song and the artist faster than I can, and you're going to get that. That's all on the way. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friend.
So the CEO of the data company Astronomer just resigned after that Coldplay concert. Kiss Cam caught him getting way too cozy with his head of HR, Andy Byron, who is married, was seen snuggling up to Kristen Cabot when the camera landed on them. And once they realized it, they did that awkward, that pullback,
yeah,
that, which is now being imitated in so many different ways. I actually think it's hilarious. The video blew up, obviously. The company released a statement about leadership accountability, said his behavior did not reflect their values, and announced that co-founder Pete DeJoy is stepping in as the interim CEO. Since then, the internet has literally been unhinged, though. There are memes, there are TikToks recreating the moment, crowd spotting games, even baseball mascots acting it out. Nothing says scandal like a guy who leads a data company getting memed by a minor league baseball team.
I have one in my drafts. I cannot wait to share with you ladies. I cannot wait. Yeah. But yeah, can you imagine being this guy? He's never going to be able to live this up. Like, it's never going to, this is something that's going to be around forever. Right.
Yeah, until the next meme shows up, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like we're gonna milk it, and then it's gonna go away and live in the likes of, you know, some of the other classic memes that we're starting. I can't stop quoting the "Do it, lady."
Do it, lady. Did you see that the CEO's daughter is going viral?
Yeah, because she posted like, "This is my dad." Yeah, and the son. I saw the son posted a TikTok too.
No kidding. And then supposedly they're getting backlash for this because you're just trying to get money out of because your dad's affair, and it's like. People grieve in different ways, people. Yeah. Let them do what they need to do to get through this.
Get something out of it.
Yeah, honestly. Seriously.
Also this morning, according to a new survey, do you guys know what a dink couple is? D-I-N-K?
I think it's dual income, no kids.
Dual income, no kids. Dink couples are going into debt, and they're going into debt for their pets. 94% of dink couples say they see their pets as family, and nearly 70% admit they've made big financial sacrifices for them. On average, they're spending close to $1,900 a year, which sounds fine until your dog swallows a sock and the vet bill's $10,000. That's when the credit card starts going crazy. Only 11% of people surveyed say they don't splurge on their pets. So basically the rest of us who have had or have pets are just broke because our dogs eat better than we do, you know?
Steph, have you broken down how much you spend on Momo?
On Momo year?
Yeah.
I would have to say 1900 sounds about right. And I'm not saying vet bills. I'm just saying like food. Thinking about just food. And then if I add in the vet stuff and like getting him toys and stuff like that, it adds up. And I honestly think because Momo's like my son, if something were to happen to him, knock on wood, I would pay that money. I would go out of my way to pay that bill. And I see a lot of GoFundMe links for these dogs and these animals because these vet prices are so extremely expensive that they can't afford it, sadly.
Have you ever thought about getting pet insurance?
I have.
They offer it through our company.
I should try and look into it.
You should look into it. I think it's only like $5 a month or something like that.
No kidding?
I want to say it wasn't that terribly. I mean, it was reasonable. I remember when we had a dog and I thought about doing it and I was like, they don't go into the vet that often. So I did it. And then literally that year he had to have surgery.
May I ask what pet insurance covers exactly?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Probably major operations, things like that, I would assume.
I think it's like a copay too. I think you could take him in for like his yearly checkup and it takes care of most of that. But I'm not 100% sure, but maybe that's an option. I have a friend who has it. And she said, I'm so glad I have it because I can't imagine. She's like, I'm already paying enough as it is. I can't imagine if I didn't have it. So.
I think too. I think about Momo's health because right now he's young and he's healthy, but there's either one day he has an accident or two when he gets older. I think, I'll get pet insurance later, but I should probably start investing in that
now. Something to think about.
Yeah.
Finally, this morning, scientists in China have officially built a cyborg bee, like a bumblebee. Yes, it's real. Researchers attached a tiny brain controller. We're talking, it's like 74 milligrams, and they attached it to the back of a bee, connected it to its brain using these micro needles. I don't even know where you buy bee-sized micro needles, but the device sends these tiny electric pulses to control its movement. Left, right, forward, back.
Gosh.
In tests, these bees obeyed 90% of the time. That's more reliable than my GPS, you guys. Like, that is crazy. They're hoping these robo-bees could be used for things like disaster search and rescue, monitoring the environment, military surveillance.
Yeah.
Send in the bees. If you see a bee hovering suspiciously, maybe don't swat it. It could be a cyborg bee.
Yeah, I'm reading this. Controlled like drones, just like you mentioned, for undercover military missions. This is, man, they are just so far ahead, huh? Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know what to say.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
All right, Minden Monday. Let's get this kicked off with Steven. Steven, you are caller 20.
Woo-hoo! Good morning.
How you feeling this morning, Steven?
I'm feeling awesome today.
I love it. I hear it in your voice. I think you may just be our winner right now. A $675 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. When you guess the song and artist faster than I can. You ready to do this?
Let's do it.
Okay, I am leaving the studio right now. Good luck, Steven. This is the one game I don't mind losing, so I'm out of here. Here we go.
All right. Mercedes is leaving the building. Steven, I feel good about this. It's a Monday. You're pumped. You're energetic. And
she's not that good.
She's not, well, yeah, she's not that good at all, Ramon.
She's hella good.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to break it down. We're going to play 20 seconds of a song. You got 20 seconds to guess the title and artist. When you know what it is, Steven, just yell. Be very clear and yell, got it, okay? After that, I'm going to give you 5 seconds to guess the song title and the artist. Any questions?
Nope. I think I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. And that sound / song starts now. When you got it, say got it.
Got
it. You said got it? You got some? Yeah.
I got no clue, actually.
You got no clue. Well, take a guess. Take a guess. Take a guess. Come on. It doesn't hurt to guess.
What's your name? Let's see.
What's your name?
What's your name? Where you got? I'm trying to think of the.
Is that the name of the song or is that the artist? You got 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Okay.
All right.
We got to bring Mercedes.
No problem. Mercedes. Okay. So you work for a U-Haul, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Well, thank you for what you do. I've used you guys quite a bit moving around.
Awesome.
Okay. Mercedes, you in here? There she
is.
Okay. Mercedes, are we ready?
I am ready. Let's do this.
Okay, let's do this. The sound starts now.
Oh. What are their names? Oh. Got it.
You got it?
Leave the door open. Silk Sonic.
Yes! That is absolute. Hold on.
Maybe.
Hold on. We're learning here. We're learning.
You got it. You can do it.
Okay. We're learning.
Try it one more time. This button right there. There we
okay.
go.
Mm-hmm. Mercedes at 11.56 seconds.
Oh, gosh. That's terrible.
Yeah, you know what, though? You got it right.
Would I have gotten it correctly if I. Because I knew it was Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars, but I forgot their name for half a second.
That was correct. Silk Sonic, 11.56 seconds. Leave the door open. You are absolutely correct. And Steven did not get it correct. I believe he said, what did he say? He said, what's your sign or something along those lines? And he got 10.81 seconds. So he didn't get the title and artist. But that's okay.
But that means we are now going to get you a $700 diamond pen. And I'm so sorry, Steven. That was a really, really tough one. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I got that one. But tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, another round of Beat Mercedes for you to win this on Minden Tuesday. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Coming up here at 8 o'clock, I am really excited. Do you know who these guys are?
For you, mate. Yo, what can I get for you, mate?
Garlic butter, cheese,
beans,
with
garlic. Of course you can. Tram sauce, crispy onions. You want garlic butter, yeah? Do you want some special seasoning? Yeah? Cheese, beans, garlic, chili chicken, tram sauce, crispy onions.
The Spud Bros from the UK. They are internet sensations, and they are here in Las Vegas right now. They've been here for like a week, and we are going to have them in studio coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. I'm so excited. They're famous for their potato truck, the Jacket Potato. I cannot wait to talk to these guys. They are so cool, and they're going to be on the show coming up 8 o'clock this morning. We're going to have some surprises for them, too, so you definitely don't want to miss it. So this weekend, we went to our friend's 40th birthday party, and there was a theme. I love a theme party. It's always so much more fun when there's a theme. The theme was like, was it Shine and Sparkle stuff?
Yeah, and you can wear like sequins, and they even had like you could wear bowling attire as well.
Okay,
yes.
So anytime there's a Shine or Sparkle event, I'm ready because I have have so much sparkle in my wardrobe, usually from like hosting events. So I was like, I'm good to go. She asked if she wanted me to bring my daughter. She was like, bring Sophie, bring Brooklyn. So I go to them. I'm like, you guys have any shine or sparkle? And they did. And so they were ready to go. And then I told Matt, I was like, you have to wear something shiny to this party.
Let
and he just looked at me like, what?
Not into it?
Wait, not at all. Not at all. He's like, I'm not going to wear anything. I go, you can't come then. That's the theme of the party. You look like a jerk if you don't show up in something shiny. And he doesn't own a single shiny thing at all. Like, there's nothing. So I tried to help him out and I ordered him a hat. I figured what'll be the least amount of embarrassment for him. I'm not going to get him a sparkle outfit, a shiny outfit. So I found this shiny silver hat on Amazon. I thought it's something. It's a nod to the theme, right? It arrives and I swear to you, the thing looked like...
Top hat? Was it like a top hat?
No, it was like a baseball cap. It looked like the wrapper of a leftover baked potato. It just was so bad. It was so bad. And I said, everyone's dressing up. You're not going to be the one guy that doesn't dress up. So he wore it briefly. Then he took it off and just started carrying it around. Like, I still got my sparkle, but I'm holding it. It was so funny.
I think what's funny too, because I went to the party and James isn't a dresser upper either. So I told James, like, you know, here's the theme, but I was the opposite. I was like, honestly, you don't got to worry about dressing up, babe, as long as you show
up. You're so nice.
And I think because I feel like I kind of made up for it. Like, I wore a very shiny rhinestone belt. I had jeans that had little sparkles on the side. And James was like, well, I have this accessory and it's on his Padres hat. It's like a little chain that shines. So I was like, hey, if anyone asks you, where's your shine? There's your hat. And he'll show them just like that.
That's a thing. Like, have you ever, like, what's the most ridiculous thing that you've ever worn because you love your partner and you wanted to make them happy or to go along with a theme? 702-364-9400. Or what did someone make you wear that you're still not emotionally recovered from?
Maybe it's a guy thing, ladies. Maybe you can tell me, but I'll never go over the top. But we did have there was a casino night a while back, and the girl I was dating said, okay, you got to go to casino night. You got to dress up, similar to your story, Mercedes. And you know what? That I don't mind. Like, dressing up, kind of dapper, tuxedo. What do you call those things? The masks. What do you call those?
Like the masquerade?
Masquerade stuff?
Right. That I don't mind. But if it's going to be like a Smurf theme night, like Smurfs or something out there, probably not going to be my steez. But yeah, I can relate to your husband, Matt. The thing is, I don't understand. If it's just a hat, what's the big deal?
It was an ugly hat. It was like not a cute hat at all. I actually have a picture of Matt with the hat, and it was really embarrassing.
Because it's literally the only art... Oh, that's bad.
The hat is so bad.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so when...
I love his smile, his sarcastic smile, too.
When I saw Matt, he was not wearing the hat, okay? Uh-huh. I saw the hat sitting on a table. And I was like, whose hat is this? And Mercedes is like, it's Matt's hat. And I'm like, that is not a hat Matt would wear.
No, never.
It's just like a shiny, like, disco ball formed into a hat.
But it's okay. He still won it.
And Matt was like, come on, James, where's your shiny stuff? Mercedes made me wear
it. He was mad that James wasn't wearing his. We just got a text here from Emily. This one says, I made my fiance wear a matching reindeer onesie for a Christmas card photo.
God.
The zipper broke halfway through and he had to be cropped out of half the pictures for modesty. Oh, tell us more on that. This one from Trevor says, my girlfriend once dressed me in all white for a Diddy type party.
Oh, no. What do you mean by a Diddy?
Like, I don't know.
The blank off?
An all white party? What? It says, I got barbecue sauce on the sleeve before we left the house and we ended up not going. We just sat in silence. And then this one from Laura says, had to wear a full pirate outfit for a kid's birthday. My husband showed up in a plastic eye patch, Crocs, and a pool noodle as a sword. Our kid cried. I mean, I would cry too if my dad was using that for us.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Austin, good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. You are in for the Mega Minute. You ready to do this?
Let's do it.
All right. Are you flying solo today, or do you have someone else there helping you out?
I've got my 16-year-old daughter, Addie.
Hey, Addie.
Hey. All
right, let's do this, guys. 60 seconds, 10 questions. You get them all correct, and you will win 4 tickets to the advanced screening of Freakier Friday. If either one of you know the answer, just shout it out, okay?
Got it.
Okay, we're going to break it down like this. Austin, if you struggle with a question, make sure to say pass. We have time in the end. We'll circle back to that question. And yeah, let's do it, man. Ready?
All right, let's go.
Okay, Mega Minute starts now.
What is Superman's weakness?
Kryptonite.
Yes. What do the letters AI stand for?
Artificial intelligence.
Yes. Millie Bobby Brown plays the character 11 in what Netflix series?
Stranger Things.
Yes. Which drink mascot is known for saying, oh yeah?
Kool-Aid.
Yes. Which actress plays the daughter Anna Coleman in Freaky Friday?
Pass.
Heath Ledger was known for playing which superhero villain?
Joker.
Yes. Which rapper is known for wearing a clock around his neck?
Play.
Yes. So how many strings does a standard violin have?
4.
Yes. Which was Toyota's first popular hybrid car called?
Pass.
Which marine animal is known for squirting ink? No, you guys did so well. You just got hung up on a couple, Austin and Addie.
Dang.
So the actress that plays Anna Coleman in Freaky Friday, that's Lindsay Lohan. I'm sorry. The Toyota's first popular hybrid car was called a Prius. And the marine animal known for their squirting ink was a squid. Austin and Addie, you guys did so well, but I'm sorry. That means we did not get a winner for the Mega Minute. And that means caller 20 right now. Those tickets are yours. 4 of them to the advanced screening of Freakier Friday, AMC Town Square. Caller 20, you get them right now. 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
James Gunn's Superman, still flying high at the box office, pulled in another $57.3 million over the weekend, holding on to the number one spot in its second week. None of the new releases even came close. I Know What You Did Last Summer, Smurfs, Eddington barely made a dent. The movie did drop 54% from its opening, but that's pretty typical for a summer blockbuster. Strong reviews and audience scores, and it looks like this superhero flick's going to keep soaring. Coming in second was Jurassic World Rebirth. That brought in $23.4 million in its third week.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking, you know, what other movies are there that's going to be competitive for Superman? And besides Jurassic, I couldn't think of anything else. And the movie's good. Like, it's not, you know, like I would say it's definitely above solid. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's definitely very good.
I thought it was great. Yeah, I wasn't going to go see it originally. And then I just heard all the good reviews and people saying they liked it. I do have a question, and I divert to our resident movie expert, Ramon, on this one. So, Ramon, this movie, Superman, is a James Gunn movie, right?
Correct.
Now, people say that and they're like, oh, you know, it's James Gunn. And I'm like, yeah, seriously. Like, what is it about James Gunn that's so, like, iconic? I don't know when people make that reference, what that even means.
I guess you reference all the Guardians movies, right? And all the jokes. And I would admit some of the jokes in Superman do not land for me. Some of them land kind of flat.
Okay.
So I would say the jokiness, you know, kind of his sense of humor.
Okay. Same thing. It's a Christopher Nolan movie. You know what you're going to get when you watch a Christopher Nolan movie. That's like weirdness.
I guess, yeah, like Interstellar, Tenet, you know, some sci-fi. I guess I can see you.
Okay. I feel so uneducated film-wise when people make comments about the directors. I'm like, I don't know what
you
that
and I
means.
Both.
And you saw, didn't you just see I Know What You Did Last Summer?
I did. I watched that on Thursday.
What did you think of it?
You can watch the original one better instead.
Really?
What was it? That was a remake, right?
No, that was they call it a legacy sequel, right? They bring back Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jennifer Love Hewitt. They're both in it.
Did you see Jurassic World?
I skipped that one.
I surprisingly liked it.
Oh,
really? I didn't think I would like it, but I actually thought it was good. I like Jonathan Bailey, although it's weird not hearing him with an English accent.
I was going to ask that. Jonathan Bailey without... I don't want no other movies without accents with Jonathan
Bailey. I skipped
it
because the previous two were not that good at all.
It was surprisingly decent, I will say. Like, it might be worth a watch. So there you go. Also this morning, Beyonce. So this was kind of scary. A Beyonce concert in Atlanta ended with 11 people injured. I guess a stampede broke out on an escalator at a train station as people were leaving. Why? Because someone screamed that they saw a bug. And that scream caused panic. The escalator sped up, then stopped suddenly, and chaos followed. Most of the injuries were minor, but one person did break their ankle. The bug, still unidentified, is now officially the most disruptive concert goer of the summer.
I'm thinking to myself that the person that screamed bug did not scream. Like, it must have got lost in the sauce. Something must have got lost in translation, because who's going to go that ham over a bug?
You. You just said this morning you're scared of bugs.
You know what? I retract. You're right.
It was Julian. Were you at a Beyonce concert in Atlanta over the weekend?
Okay, you're right. That's true.
Finally, this morning, a new poll has found that 40% of people say their current partner isn't even their type, at least on paper. And 92% admit that they don't align on at least one big personality trait. The top differences is the temperature of the two. One is always hot. One is always cold. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is balance. This is not being opposite. This is balance that you need. I'm always cold. Matt's always hot in my relationship.
I agree. 100%. Didn't you say that you're like more of an introvert? And
yes.
He's more of an extrovert, like in public?
100%. He's the talker. I am the quiet one, which is, people are shocked. They think because of what I do. But I think that's why I am, because I talk all morning. And so afterwards, I just get very quiet, you know?
That does make sense. And you know, also, what are you going to, like, I don't want to use the word argue, but what are you going to conversate about? You know what I mean? Like, I think some of those fun conversations and relationships are about the differences, right? Oh, you're hot, I'm cold. Let's talk about it. You know, or maybe have a little money, like a mini argument, and then make up afterwards.
Well, the other changes or differences are one saves, the other spends. You have a saver and a spender in a relationship. One plans, the other wings it. Also on the list, early birds versus night owls, neat freaks versus slobs, and the classic let's go out versus can we just stay in, I'm definitely the early bird. We're both neat freaks, which is odd. Like, not one of us is a slob, and then he's let's go out, I'm staying for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
You see, I mean, from what I know of you, you seem to go out a lot. Like, you go to a lot of concerts.
Because he wants to go, and I have to go with him.
That's what it is.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. And if you've ever heard of a jack of potato, you know these guys. We have the Spud Bros here.
Let's go.
What is up, Jacob Hartley? Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
Oh my gosh, I was telling you off the air, I saw that you guys were in Vegas. You guys were at In-N-Out. And I'm like, stop it. They're here. We have to have them on the show. How has Las Vegas treated you so far?
Oh, we absolutely love it. Like, the In-N-Out, oh my days.
Did you love it?
It was just insane. We need one in the UK, we were saying it. We need one in the UK, it was so good.
Oh man. So for our friends who may be listening that don't know about the Spud Bros, first of all, where have you been? But second of all, talk to us. How did you guys become these like worldwide TikTok, Instagram sensations? Where did it all start for you guys?
Well, it all started with Harley, really, in Spudfather. So, Harley, over to you.
Yeah, so I was at college. I finished college, halfway through, to my dad offered me, do you want to take this business on and we'll sell some potatoes? And I was like, yeah, damn right I do.
It's just turned into like a mini empire for you guys. I mean, how are you guys huge celebrities?
No,
in the UK,
we like I have a saying, like, because a lot of people like ask for pictures and they come see us, and I'm just like, I just sell potatoes. Like, what is this? What is going on? It's the same in here. We just sell potatoes. Next thing we're in here, so it's crazy for us. We're just two lads from Preston. So the story was, is like back in 1955, there was always a potato wagon in Preston. It's iconic. And Keith, the Roberts, who had it before us, he gave me my first ever Saturday job when I was 14, and my sister as well. And about 5 years ago, he sadly passed away of cancer. He was only young, had four children, and nobody in his family wanted to take it on. My dad was very good friends. Harley was at college, so he struggled at college. So my dad was just like, we'll buy the business. They opened up 3 years ago. We had, and it was an absolute ghost town. It was during COVID, and my dad was like, "What have we done?"
Oh,
like,
no.
So I don't know. Fast forward, it was actually my dad that started the TikTok, and he got up to like 60,000 followers, and I was just like, "I'm fed up with my dad doing some dad dances on here." So we're going to have to do something here, Harley. So I quit my job. Me and Ollie just like, right, let's give this everything we can and try and build a global business and like inspire the younger generation with like hard work, passion, determination. You can achieve absolutely anything. Rolling on, how long are we doing it for? Like 18 months now. We've collaborated with like Mr. Beast, Will Smith we had in the shop.
4 million followers on TikTok.
Yeah.
Harley, when, you know, you said you did bad in college. I did bad in college too, so we did well for ourselves. High five. Now, you guys are here in Vegas, and I find it very curious. Are you on vacation? Or are you possibly scouting locations for a Vegas Spud Bros?
Well, the actual real reason we're here is, so Spudfather, he flew back yesterday.
Uh-huh.
He's the other brother, basically. He's the Spudfather. He's our dad.
Yeah.
He works like behind the scenes, like nonstop, and he's actually going on an operation tomorrow. So he's going to be out for 5 weeks. So we were just like, Vegas is his favorite place. He's been like eight times. So we were like, let's take him. Let's take him. So, he went back yesterday. So he's had a sick time. We've been on helicopter rides. We drove supercars. So we just...
You at the Stratosphere, Bass Pro Shops. Like, you guys are all around town. I love it.
We've made the most of Vegas.
I was going to say, is there any possible way when you guys go back that you could make a Vegas potato?
Oh, absolutely. We've already talked about it.
Okay. I had an idea for some flavors, but you guys probably are the experts. Okay, I wrote it down. Start with either like Wagyu beef or prime rib, prime rib, the buffets. Lobster mac and cheese, some sauteed mushrooms, and this is the key. This is the Vegas key. Flaming hot Cheetos crunched up on top because it's so hot here. You know, can you maybe incorporate that? The Vegas potato?
We're going to do it. We've already thought about the lobster and the Wagyu steak. And yeah, we're definitely going to do a Vegas spot. And we'll have to put it in. We've actually just announced a new shop today in UK. So maybe we can do like a little Vegas special.
I can't wait to hear it. Well, since you guys are such icons when it comes to potatoes, we wanted to give you a taste of some Vegas iconic foods, So we've got three things that, to me, I think are either represent Vegas or America, sort of America. Yeah. and we're going to have you guys do a taste test. If you have any questions for the Spud Bros, call us, text us right now, let us know. So many people are texting and just saying how much they love you guys. Aww. It's so great to have you, sir.
So sick.
So a taste test with the Spud Bros is coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning.
Yo, what can I get for you, mate?
Garlic butter.
Of course you can. Tram sauce, crispy onions. You want garlic butter, yeah? Do you want some special seasoning? Yeah? Cheese, beans, garlic to the chicken, tram sauce, crispy onions.
We got the kings of carbs, the Spud Bros here! It's so good to have you here. Now, we are so, like, just fans of you on social media. You guys are so fun. You're so friendly. You've had some big names stop by to try your specialties. Talk to us about some of the celebs that have come to visit you guys.
He's crazy. We've had Mr. Beast. He messaged us to come over, and we took the tram down when he was in the UK. We've had Alex Warren. I actually proposed to my fiance on Alex Warren's stage as well.
Oh my gosh.
We've had Will Smith the other week. Who else have we had? We've had Aidan Ross, we've had the Nelt Boys, we've had Phase Rug, just from a potato.
It's really turned into something super special. And if you're just tuning in, the Spud Bros, they have this Jack and Potato Truck, and now a location that you're going to be opening, which is really cool. And you guys have gone viral just for your fun interactions with people. We thought, since your potatoes are iconic in the UK, we wanted to give you some iconic Las Vegas food, okay? Ooh. So we've called up some of our friends to bring us some tastes of Vegas. And the first dish we want you guys to try and get your opinion on is from a place that I know you have a location in Liverpool, but I don't think you guys have tried it before, and that's Jollibee. Have you guys had Jollibee before?
No, I've never tried it, so I'm really excited. I'm starving as well.
Now, we brought for you, this is a very popular dish, the Filipino spaghetti. And Steph, give them some background on this dish.
Okay, so Jollibee, Filipino fast food restaurant, but Jolly Spaghetti, it has Filipino hot dogs in it. Ooh. It's kind of a sweet spaghetti. So if you're looking for salty, it's a little bit more on the sweeter side. And they use banana ketchup in this Filipino spaghetti. I know it sounds weird, but it's a delicacy in our Filipino culture.
Okay, you guys ready to give it a shot?
So wait, is it actually banana in it?
A banana ketchup.
Banana ketchup.
What does that mean?
So it's ketchup flavored with banana in it. Banana ketchup you can get in the Philippines.
Right, okay. This is going to be interesting.
I can't wait to get your reaction. Spud Bros trying Jollibee here on Mix 94.1.
Oh yeah, it's quite sweet.
Harley's like,
Oh, that is nice, huh?
Do you like it?
Oh
like
yeah.
Is there a spice to it?
Not really, no.
No, it's just sweet, a sweet. Right?
Yeah, it's like a sweet. It's a lot different than your typical like spaghetti. Yeah. Well, that is really good. That I could scran that.
What do you like the hot dogs? Do you like the hot dogs?
Yeah, it's lovely. This
they're what going you, to town on our on the Jollibee.
I'm just gonna scran this.
I just love your accents. You guys, can you guys speak with spaghetti. English accents or with American accents? I mean,
yeah, go on, Harley. You got a good accent. You can do them.
No, I want to hear your British accent first.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And right now, you can save £50 per person.
Oh, that's class.
All right, your turn.
Hamburgers, am I right?
Good deep voice. I love you guys. Okay, now we're moving on to a drink to wash this down, okay?
Okay.
It's time for our friends at Cafe Lola. You may know Alex from Instagram. They own Cafe Lola, several locations, and their popular drink right now is the banana bread latte.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
It has house-made banana syrup. There's a banana theme going on here, apparently. Brown sugar syrup. It's often made with oat milk, but it can be customized with other milk choices. There's a little bit of cinnamon in there, and you can have it hot or iced. We got you guys iced this morning. The banana bread latte from Cafe Lola.
That's fire.
It's good, right?
That is so nice. Oh, you're going to have to try this, Morgan. He loves a latte.
Morgan, get in.
Oh,
get
in. Come on, bro.
Morgan's here filming.
That is so nice. Oh, yeah, sound. Give it me back, mate.
I think you guys are going to have to stop by Cafe Lola. It's right down the street.
Yeah, we'll go. We'll take you, mate.
Okay. Harley's still eating the spaghetti.
Still eating.
Spaghetti, am I right? All right, last one, dessert from St. Honoré Donuts, which our friend Alex also is from. Her couture donuts have gone viral. Creme brulee, candied hazelnut, cannoli, peach cobbler. So Harley has got the creme brulee donut, and you got to do the crack. You got to take it and crack it, because that is what it's all about, the iconic crack. Hold split it in two.
Hold on.
Yeah. Oh, we heard. I heard it. I heard the crack.
Yeah.
That's the... The ASMR.
I need to wash my hands after this.
And then, Jacob, we're going to give you the cannoli donut. It's got a cannoli on top with cannoli cream inside. It's a work of art, really.
I'm not going to bite this. Oh, my. I'm going to have to try to get a bit of everything on it.
Okay.
Oh, we'll have a look.
I'm going to squash it down, I think.
How is it, Harley?
Fire.
Jacob just took a big bite of the cannoli donut.
All right. This is so nice.
You guys need to grab a box of these before you guys head back.
100%. We need some. We just need this in the UK.
You don't have anything like this in the UK?
Krispy Kreme is
really nice. No, we've got Krispy Kreme, but that's nothing like this.
Yeah, this is on a different level.
Okay, out of the three, rank them. 1, 2, and 3. What was best? and they're all great, but what was your favorite?
Spaghetti is my favorite. I actually want some more.
What about you, Jacob?
I'm going to go for the banana latte. That is epic. And then,
my second donut.
I'm going to try a bit of your donut. Do you want a bit of mine, mate?
No, give me my donut back.
They're going to be fighting over the food.
Oh, this looks good.
And you guys are headed back to the UK today. We're going to add a couple pounds on you before you guys go back.
Wow.
Good?
This donut's my favorite. That is just unbelievable. That.
I'm really rolling out that plane. You can have that, mate.
Well, we are so grateful for you guys stopping by this morning. You guys keep bringing smiles to social media. Keep bringing smiles to your customers. And we're excited that you guys are expanding. That's really cool. Maybe a Las Vegas location in the near future?
Yeah. Who knows? Who knows?
Maybe you
can't tell too much, can we?
Oh, I feel like that's a hint, though. Donuts, am I right? You guys are the best. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. See you later, guys. Bye-bye.
All right, let's do it, guys. It is time to win. Time to play Heads Up at 702-364-9400 and up for grabs. We are hooking you up with tickets. This is going to be cool. If you're like a fan of the Lawrence brothers, they have their own podcast. And they are, it's called the Brotherly Love Podcast. They're going to be doing it live at the Strat on August 15th. You want to go? Caller 20 right now. You get to play Heads Up. All you got to do is pick a category, get six answers in 60 seconds, and you are going to win. Caller 20 plays right now, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Audrey, you're caller 20. Woo-hoo! Are you ready to play some Heads Up this Monday morning?
Yes.
Let's do it. We've got four passes for you to... Oh, actually, wrong one. We've got two tickets for you to check out the Brotherly Love Podcast live with the Lawrence Brothers at the Strat. It's happening in August. So all you got to do is pick a category. Do you want to go with Checkmate and Chill? Scoop, There It Is, Talk to Me Nice, Code Red, or Sleeping Beauty?
Oh my goodness. We'll do Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauty. A nap day was yesterday. I love it. These are all things associated with sleeping, okay?
Okay.
All right. All we got to do is get six in 60 seconds and we are going to win. Are you ready to do this?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's do it. Audrey, heads up. Your 60 seconds starts now.
This is what you lay your head down on.
Pillow.
Yes. This is what you would put on to go to sleep. Or two-piece are called what?
Pajamas.
Yes. When I'm tired, I go, oh. What is that?
Yawning.
Yes. I might hit this button if I want to sleep in later. Yes. I'm going to pass on that. This is what, if you can't sleep, some people do this where they picture this animal jumping over a fence.
Lamb.
What are they doing?
Counting sheep.
Yes, counting sheep. This is what you may have if you can't see in the dark. You might turn this on. It's a just
nightlight.
Yes, you got it! Woohoo! Congratulations, Audrey! Two tickets for you to check out the Brotherly Love Podcast. That is going to be really fun. Those three together are hilarious, and it's happening at the Strat Theater on August 15th. You are in for free. Congratulations, and we will have another pair of these tickets for you tomorrow morning, same time with Heads Up. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
The TSA just made a move that might actually make traveling with kids bearable. They are rolling out dedicated family lanes at airport security checkpoints. Now, these are slower-paced lanes made just for parents that are wrangling toddlers and strollers and car seats and emotional meltdowns, you name it. So far, they're only at a handful of airports: Orlando, Charlotte, Honolulu, John Wayne, and Orange County. But more are on the way. And a bonus, families can now get $15 off TSA PreCheck, and honor lanes for military members are also expanding. Honestly, this might be the most likable that the TSA has ever been.
I like it. I actually think that this makes a lot of sense. And shout out to the families that are going to take advantage of this. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Also this morning, Costco is ditching Pepsi and bringing Coke back to the food court. The switch is already happening and will roll out to all 908 Costco locations worldwide by fall. Coke fans are pretty happy to have their favorite fountain drinks back next to the iconic $1.50 hot dog combo. And just to stir the pot a little more, there's buzz that Coca-Cola might bring back the cane sugar. So Pepsi loyalists, I hope you are stocked up. This is not a drill. It's moving to Coke.
Any soda drinkers here? Anyone drink Pepsi, Coke?
Coke is my cigarette.
Oh, okay.
No, the Coke Zero. I love Coke Zero. That's like if I need to take the edge off, some people smoke, I get a Coke Zero. It makes me feel good.
Okay. I know there's a lot of loyalists. I haven't drank soda for the longest time, but I can see why Coke would make a lot of people happy. Because there is a distinct difference, obviously.
Why do you feel the difference is?
For lack of a better word, just Coke tastes better.
Yeah.
But
there are Pepsi loyalists out there that would disagree for sure.
There are, but I guess just preferences.
Yeah, I definitely can tell when I'm at a Coke place versus a Pepsi place, and I'll still get it, like a Diet Pepsi, or they have Pepsi, what's it called? Pepsi One, I think, their version of Coke Zero. But I can definitely tell the difference. Like, I'm convinced if you put, like, different sodas in front of me, I could tell, even as specific as Diet Cokes, you get me a bottle of Diet Coke versus a can of Diet Coke versus a fountain Diet Coke versus a fountain from McDonald's Diet Coke. They all taste different.
What I think is huge in Las Vegas that's happening right now is the Costco that is opening up right here off Buffalo and 215. One of our good friends of the show, Jan, lives in that area. I'm like, what Costco are you going to? And she goes, I'm going all the way to the one in St. Rose in Henderson.
Oh my God.
That's what I go to.
What? Yeah.
That's so far from here.
From here. This is the area that needs Costco the most. So I'm excited to have Costco right next to us here at the radio station.
I am and I'm not. There's going to be a lot more traffic now.
That's true.
In this area. But yeah. Hey, want to go get lunch? $1.50 is all I have. Let's go get a hot dog.
And we got to take you to Costco gas.
Yeah.
Mercedes.
Oh, I know. I've never gotten Costco gas before. No.
Oh, it's the best. You can save, because I count the numbers, you can save probably up to $1 per gallon.
That's crazy.
It's incredible.
Yeah. I also have an electric car, so don't really need it.
It's true. You know, hop in my car. We'll experience it in my car.
Finally, this morning, if you want to stay relevant in 2025, you're going to have to think fast and feel deeply. According to the World Economic Forum, the top job skill that employers want right now is analytical thinking.
Ugh.
That's followed closely. Is that an issue for you?
No, I was just breathing.
That's followed closely by resilience, flexibility, and agility. So basically, they're saying be smart, don't fall apart. And that's pretty much all they need in a good employee. Other must-haves are leadership, creativity, empathy, and the ability to manage people. They just want you to be like a genius robot, basically.
They want you to be perfect. I like all these, except for the analytical thinking. I would think it would depend on the position, right? Like, does it? I think some positions would require someone with a more analytical mind than others. I don't know. That's just my two cents.
I think analytical thinking should be used in everything.
Yeah.
I don't think that there's like some jobs that don't need it.
Okay. Fair. How about if you can't have it all, what's the number? What would be the top two like skill sets you would want out of someone? For me, it would be flexibility, resilience. You know, I think that's kind of one of the same. And responsibility. My responsibility, showing up.
Yeah, I would say analytical thinking would be number one by far. Like, that problem solving is a skill that you need in every single job. Decision making comes along with that. And then I feel like it saves so much time and stress if you're a good analytical thinker. The other one I think would be, I just would want someone who takes direction well, you know? That's, sure. I think, the biggest thing. You know, you get people who they think they know everything and you try to tell them, and hey, that's been me at times where I'm like, I've tried to like stop doing that because like things change all the time. They're different all the time.
Yeah, no, well stated.
What do you think?
I think, well, instead of just being an employee, I really think leadership is really big mm-hmm. for me. And I think there's a difference between having a boss and having a leader. I do not like when a boss is talking to us, won't let us speak, versus a leader who's willing to speak with us
yes.
and hear us and give us the space to mm. actually grow and have a conversation together versus this is what you need to do, X, Y, and Z. Okay, have it done by this day. It's like, okay, well, give us the time to elaborate and have a group effort.
Hallelujah. She just preached and that's all we need. Right there. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, and it is Monday. That means it is time for Jerk or Justified. Thank you guys for sending us your emails about issues that you may have. You want to know if you're being a jerk. You want to know if you're completely justified. And you can send us those emails through our website. Just go to it, mix941.fm, and send it to us there. This one is from Kristen. It says, hi, guys, and good morning. My name is Kristen. And my boyfriend and I got into a big fight last night when I came over to his place and he was watching the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders show on Netflix. Apparently, he's been watching it since the first season and never told me. I told him a 23-year-old guy watching that show by himself when he has a girlfriend is weird, especially when he knows nothing about cheerleading or dance. He's not even a Cowboys fan. He told me that all of his friends watch it too and that it's not weird. He said it's not like he's watching it's just cheerleaders.
I like how you whispered that.
I told him it just felt weird to watch the show by himself. So I'm asking, do you guys think I have the right to not like that my boyfriend watches that show without me and by himself? Would anyone else find this weird? Signed, Kristen. Mm. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Is she a jerk for thinking that is bad that he watches that alone? Or is she justified in her thoughts? Mm. What do you guys think?
Mm-mm-mm. Kristen. I think that it's weird that she thinks it's weird. It is so strange that she's bringing this up.
Elaborate. Give sure. me something here.
Sure. Number one, it's a good show. I've seen it. Maybe he's just curious to learn about how difficult it is to become a cheerleader. I mean, it's simple as that. You know, when you're sharing the story with me, I'm thinking, what is going on in their relationship? A, it's either a new relationship, so the trust isn't there, or maybe she just doesn't trust him at all.
Right.
And that's just what I think. It's just strange that we're even, like, bringing this up, because this is like small potatoes to me.
See, I get where she's coming from, and I'll explain why. I not that I think he's doing anything wrong, because I don't, and I've watched that show, and it's a good show.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the show, it's the secrecy to me.
Mm.
You know? If he enjoys the show, why is he not sharing this with me? If it's not a big deal, why the secret solo binging of this show? I don't understand why it's a secret. I mean, don't even get me started about watching shows, the solo binging. That upsets me so much when my husband watches a show without me. That's the real crime here, is that. It's not the show. It's not the cheerleaders. It's none of that. If this man is knee-deep in a series and never thought, like, hey, my girlfriend might actually like this show, that's the part that gets me. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Jerk or justified? Rebecca, good morning. What do you think?
Hi, I think that she is justified, and I agree with you. Even if they're, like, watching the show separately, when you watch a show, you want to talk about it with the people that you're around. Even if I'm watching my own show, I have to tell my husband, this is what happened on this show, even though you don't care.
Yeah, it's like having that conversation.
Is it possible that maybe he knows that she's going to wig out, so that's why he's watching the show in secrecy? Yes?
I think it's about watching it together. I don't think it's like the content. Like, I don't care if my husband wants to watch cheerleaders. Like, go for it. But like, hey, I want to watch them too. Why are we doing solo shows here? You know, that's just my take. Let's talk to Jeffrey. Jeffrey, good morning. It's Jerk or Justified. What do you think?
Good morning. I think, I don't want to call her a jerk, but, you know, I think she's not justified, that's for sure.
Yeah. I appreciate that, Jeffrey. That's very respectful of you. I like it. So what do you think? What about this argument about watching shows together, not necessarily getting upset that it's about cheerleaders, but the fact that he's watching it without having her be a part of it.
Well, right, but here's the thing. Okay, if you marry correctly, then it should never be an issue. Me and my wife, we've been 12 years and never had an argument. Wow. We watch shows. The thing is I watch more TV than she does, and I find myself always having to wait and not watching anything because she never has the time to do it.
There we go.
She doesn't really care what to watch or when I watch or, you know, what the content is. And, you know, say it's vice versa. I don't, if she watches TV, that's great. I might get a little jealous because she's actually doing it without me, which she never does anyway.
Oh, man.
But,
see,
the whole thing is, if your relationship is correct, then you don't have to worry. This woman is, if she's that upset over something he's watching, then, you know, she's got to check her relationship and her, and, you know, for him.
I like it. I agree 100%. And we don't even know, like, what stage they are in the relationship. And we don't even know, like, their schedules. Maybe he knows that she works late nights or something along those lines, and, you know, she just can't watch it with him.
Nope, we're in a relationship. We share snacks, we share passwords, we share shows.
Okay.
We share the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
With the high kicks
and
the splits.
This is not just some throw it on in the background story. This is glitz. This is the glamour. This is, you know, my hair didn't curl right. We're going to have a meltdown. We're going to watch this together and discuss who our favorite cheerleader is. So I think you're justified, girl. Just don't get mad. Just start a show on your own. See what he has to say about that. Thanks for your email, Kristen. And thanks for all your calls and texts. It's Mix 94.1.